a say, what that they ba do? They are some presumptuous one come disrespect Jaku. I no one no no two, try fi mix with it na brew. Every time them try them get slew. With the lying lips and with the flattering tongue. Propaganda them a spread rumor, them a bring up. You nine no flinch, you nine no fear none. Coming from the house of the rising sun. Rastafari is defender of the faith. And I tell them from ancient of days, ancient of days. Yes, Jah. Rastafari is defender of the faith.
Yes, that's the first track of the night from the album in question. I Sound is from Creation.
Defender of the faith.
President Brown and the Acts of Jah Apostle.
Them a lover, them a talk, I say what them want. Like a fortune plant, the night your thing is still a chant. Seat up in the eyes.
And fingers crossed if I say hello, Prezi, are you there?
Yeah, greetings, greetings. Yes, the end is today. Live and direct, I'm here, Fitz Cottrell, a.k.a. President Brown from the Bullet Mountains of Jamaica, 6 feet tall. So,
blessed welcome to you, Fitz, President, whatever people want to call you. What you prefer to be called?
All of them is me, so I don't mind. You know, anyone people like to call, I'll answer.
All right, all right. I just touched the first track from the album, Defender. Now, yeah. This is a term that a few years ago caused a little controversy in this country when our Prince Charles considered himself defender of the faith. What do you mean by that term?
Yes, defender of the faith. No, defender of the faith, I mean the faith of Rastafari.
Yes.
So that is what I defend. I am. So if you have a football field and a team, you have people who center forward, and all of that, people who keep goals, so I am a defender,
right.
You know, in that term, with the music and with the Iman works, you know?
Yes,
I
yes.
I defend the faith, I defend the consciousness in the music, I defend Rastafari, all right.
The
fullest, you know, I represent.
Yes, yes. Well, now, when you talk about defense, you know, it suggests that there is some attack.
Yes.
And that yes. What you're defending is under attack, would you say that?
Yes. Most definitely, because it's all the time we see the attack, you know? Sometimes
yeah.
That is not so much, sometimes it's much, you know? So, but it's all the while we see the attack and I and I faith and I believe in and the way of life and all that. Is it?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
Music.
Yeah, yeah. And what you would say that you're under attack from? You know, that is the question.
Yeah, you know it's good and bad around the earth, man. It's two forces, you know, so you have forces that will attack. When them see something good, they will try to take it down. They'll try
yes.
to stop it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
In whatever sector, in whatever level.
Yes, yes. All right, all right. I understand. I'm sure people understand as well. I'm going to spend some time and playing some tunes from your latest album. I believe it dropped around November last year, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. It was November last year.
But I also want to talk a little bit about your journey to where you get to, now. And I want to start with a name that I'm sure you're familiar with and is instrumental for you. One name, Jack Ruby.
Yes, man. That is a central name and a primary school
right.
for I and I works right now, you know, according to where I'm coming from, you know.
Right. So,
yes,
so
Jack Ruby.
So, could you tell us a little bit about him and what influence he have on you, how he take you under his wing and thing?
Yeah, Jack Ruby, first of all, was a man of heart, you know, the man that have heart,
yeah.
Big heart, you see it. So, the man that just love people and love community and, you know, so I remember when going to Jack Ruby, One Music Avenue, to participate in going around the island with the sound system. It was like another home, even though it was just a headquarters for a sound system, you know?
Yeah.
They treat people good. So even people passing through the town, sure that they have somewhere to stay for the night if they're stranded. You can just hold a vibes in a one music avenue and when daylight to go about your business, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, the man, the heart big. So right. So that man is a man who as a youth, when I go around him, him kind of reflect and teach me about my own self, you know, as a youth. Because sometimes as youth, you're going through and you're looking the way, you know?
Yeah.
And the man could have seen who I is from them time. So that is how I become president, because it's him give I that title, you know?
Ah, right.
Because yeah, I go to the sound system as Slim Brown, because I was called Slim Brown by Nicodemus.
Okay.
Who was Hugh Brown's very good friend. And at my early age, I looked like Hugh Brown, and Hugh Brown was my mentor. I sounded like him.
Right.
I mean, so we go to Jack Ruby, I power as Slim Brown. And he put on the title President Slim Brown. And then after Jack Ruby passed away, then, you know, we started more into the recording field and getting heard on the radio and things. So, you know, things change and man career step up, so man just take out the Slim.
Right.
Because man wasn't Slim no more, you know?
Okay. So instrumental in bringing you into the business and coaching you and bringing you on and telling you, teaching you to look at yourself and present yourself, I guess.
Present yourself as an artist. You know, them man look and say, I'm a real artist, because I am an artist who is also introverted, you know? So I don't run up into everything, and I don't try to shout and shout my way out or for people to see me. So he was the one who used to tell me that. I remember in the early days, you know, Iron Man is a man who could start the dance, you know?
Okay.
Finish the dance. Iron Man is that kind of DJ who could start the dance and also finish the dance. You see it?
Okay.
We're a long distance runner. We can just go on for hours.
I see.
And chant, you know? So he's a man who saw that in me and see how much control. He used to say, Slim Brown, you see, when you have the microphone, people come in and they pay and they come in, because it sounds like something intelligent is happening.
Ah.
When you're on for an hour or two, people do not get overexcited. It works for the promoter, because the people settle. They are settled in the dance and they buy and they have their good time.
Right, right.
I am not necessarily the one who will make you jump in the air and scream loud and all of that, but I'll get to you.
Because, you know, there's other artists that will take the mic and they will be delivering their performance, looking to get the roar and the rare and the...
Yeah. Well, Iona is not that kind of artist. See?
Yeah.
I remember the days of Jack Ruby's song, we have a bridge named Ugly Man. So Ugly Man only come at 12 or 12:30. 12, and by 12:30 is done, you know, Jack Ruby say, well, 12 to 12:30, Ugly Man.
Right.
Ugly Man just create a lot of excitement. And but if you leave him too long, then you'll get burned out and then the excitement is like it never happened, you know? So it was strategic just to use him for that half an hour.
Yes.
You know, a man like me, you know, is from 8 or 9 or whatever, and I just go on until you say when.
I see. So that in itself is a talent, because, you know, a lot of people will feel uncomfortable when they don't see people jumping up and giving them some feedback, and, you know, you're easy.
The thing is that because Iron Man is an artist, Iron Man is an introvert. I am not just a DJ, I am an artist.
Yes.
You know what I mean? I'm on paint and draw, and these are the only things I do in my whole life. Paint, draw, and chant music. See? So Iron Man is an artist overall. I'm also an introvert, so I do not look for salvation or excitement, or I keep a show in myself.
Yes.
I can put on a show within myself, is it?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't necessarily need a crowd.
Right.
To hold a show. You see me, I say?
Yes.
So I don't depend on all of that to perform or to deliver.
Oh, well, that cool.
So I just come to give you what I have, you know?
Yes. And you mentioned artist drawing and thing. So you have anything that is on display, or is it just for personal?
Well, it is just for personal. The most of my youth life, that is what I was doing while DJing sound system. Recently, you know, we started to look forward again to go into that part of the works and to show it, you know. But there's nothing to show right now.
Okay. But sometime in the future,
everything
it might...
is about this kind of person.
Right, right. But sometime in the future, you might have some kind of exhibition or something.
Yeah, man, I'm going to do that, man. Most definitely, you know, I am going to be doing it on paper and canvas, whatever.
Nice. You know? Well, I look forward to that because I for one, are interested in them kind of thing as well. So yeah. I always say when artists, and it's not unusual, it seems, you know, one or two people I talk to are artists. They are physical painting and drawing artists as well.
Yeah, man, it's not unusual.
Yeah. So it's
only that part of the work is introverted. You know?
Yes.
Artists, people who paint always just do it in by the sea somewhere or somewhere in at their home, privately, you know, and then show it, you know.
Yes.
But the music part of it now is extroverted. You know, it's like I have to lead a party. I have to go out front, you know.
Yes, everything in a balance.
Yeah. But it's just balance, you know. And I. Able to manage because we're just artists and plus we love what we do. We love to express ourselves in a positive way to people, and you know the amount of feedback I get from people to what my music and my words do, you know, I man feel very good to do it. Is it?
Yes. Well, there's enough people here at the base. I don't know if you can see them. I see your name on the board. You can see the shout box there.
Let me see if I can see that.
If you're on the front page, if you're on the front page there, look for the button mark enter, and that will take you inside and you will see everybody. Okay, it's on the right side. So while you're doing that, I'm just curious now, the album you make with the band Acts of Apostles, yeah. It's an inch. I don't know if you have any direct dealings with the band itself and how they arrive at that name. You know about that?
I kind of have an idea. Yeah, man, because the leader of this group or this band is Devon Bradshaw.
Yeah.
So in the earlier years, that was the band that really are some of the members that back Burning Spear. Seeing?
Oh.
That was a band from Port Antonio. So it was Devon Bradshaw and his bigger brother. His bigger brother used to play guitars for Burning Spear and sing background vocals.
Okay.
See? And then you had Nelson Miller on drums. Nelson Miller is from Port Antonio too. He's not a family member, but a family member within the community.
Right.
See? So all of them ended up being the Burning Band.
Okay.
At one point, you know? And even one guitarist was Devon Bradshaw, brother-in-law. So it's a family thing, you know?
Oh, yeah.
For out of Portland.
And this name, Acts of Apostles, people who know the Bible will know that there's a fifth book of the Bible, Acts of the Apostles. Is there a link there and what it is?
I am sure that is where they are coming from and just kind of put it together in their own way, you know, of wording to say Acts of the Apostles, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure that's where it is coming from because these brethren, some deep brethren who know the music vibes and know the levity of Rasta, know the Bible, they know the whole works, you know?
Yes.
I am sure that is where it's coming from, but as a name, Acts, so what they do, they kind of use Acts in from the Bible, but also Acts as an instrument or as a force.
Ah, right.
They use the small Acts that chop down the big tree.
Yes.
I mean, so they just play with the words and set up that name.
All right. Now you mentioned that they go back and they were playing with big acts like Burning Spear.
Garnet Silk, and the Japasus was in the 90s was Garnet Silk's favorite backing band. And in the 90s, Japasus was one of the biggest backing bands out of Jamaica.
Right. And you're using them with this latest LP, you know, it looks like you're looking for some established musicians to bring out a particular sound. Asa?
Yeah, all right. This is how the setup goes and the reason why. The reason why is just musicians to musicians and artists. I am a man who reside in the countryside, seeing? I don't live in the Kingston City.
Oh.
So my work is a little bit different.
Right.
So on the countryside, I work with the top people because I am already in the countryside. So I couldn't work with the mediocre people on the countryside. That would be a no-no for I as an artist. So as a champion artist, I look for the champion people to work with. And Devon and Miller, the drummer, used to be musicians that, like, from 2002, 3, 4, 5, 6, up to 2006, used to tour with I Am.
Oh.
See? You know, so that is how the connection really go. We play music together, we live together.
Yeah.
You know, we are friends. I live in Ocho Rios, they live in Portland.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours away, you know, but, you know, we build a lot of music together, even just from experiment. We tour on the road and we come up with vibes and we make demo and we go home and record, you know?
Because, you know, on the island, I'm sure there's enough musicians you could work with, but you choose to work with this particular band and these particular people
of the vibe that we hold together. So it's right. it's not just about the fame part of it, or because they are good. It's because of the energy that we have together as man, as brethren.
I see.
So we wanted to present that to the world too, you know.
Okay, I get you. Because within
that setup, you have a brethren named Beezy Coleman. He's from he lives in Ocho Rios. So all of these people is I'm on brethren them, personal friends, you know.
Right.
He's a man who played with Ziggy for years.
And true that now, true you have that bond. You get a different product.
Yeah, man, that's the best way to make music. What you think Bob Marley thing was so great? It's because in keep the band together. If you notice, Bob Marley band was always a set of people, the same people.
Yeah.
Because that is how the science really goes. You know, you get the greatest when it is like family, when man know man and man know man vibes. You know,
yes. Okay,
it's not just when you go and choose the biggest name or the you know what I mean?
Yes. So you must be well pleased with the product. How it's been doing since it dropped in the last year?
Yeah, man. As far as I'm concerned, it is doing well. I mean, it is not the number one, but I have a saying that I said, number one can be bought and sold, but champion is something that is born and grown.
Oh, what a lyrics, man.
A champion. I'm not number one, you know?
Yes. Because
champion artist.
There's a lot of talk about how you can buy your play, the DJ
man, you
play.
Know, that is how the world set up. You can buy whatever you want.
Yeah.
The world is for sale. The world is a business, Mr. Beale. You know what I mean? I don't know that, but within the business, I have to keep I vibration real way, you know, not just to sell.
Yes. Well, this kind of lead into the next tune I want to play. I'm going to try and squeeze in as many tunes as well as to talk to you along the way. This track entitled Free the People, it's talking about the music and the power of music and such. How you would explain what you're trying to get at with this tune?
Yes, Jack Ruby was the first man who said to I, Slim Brown, when you, some of the most powerful people in society is entertainer or the artist, the musician, the preacher, the teacher, the sportsman. These are the people that all has power. I mean, I'm not talking about external power now. I'm talking about
influence.
Internal power, influence.
Yes.
See? So when you get a chance to speak to people over a system where it is broadcasted or it is loud enough for everyone to hear, you should really contribute, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where I'm coming from. The music has the power to change, to create change. So I'm on contribution. I want it to be sustainable. I want it to be moving. I want it to be artistic. I want it to be something when the next generation come.
Yes.
They can listen to it and get something from it, you know?
So it has to be positive.
No, yeah. So I want it to be positive.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to rinse out this. I'll go and rinse out this track and make everybody hear it. I want them to listen keenly to the lyrics. I want to big up all those who just touched down on the bass.
I want to tell them something about this track. This track was recorded, I think, 2005.
Oh.
So a lot of these songs are not songs that were just recorded the other day, you know?
Okay.
Because it's been a while we've been working together until
finally
put the production into one package to send it out, you know?
So this track could have appeared on a previous LP.
Yeah, could have, but sounding different.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. But okay.
Just to let people know that it's not a overnight thing. It's not a overnight flight. You know, man been doing them thing, and man been working, and we can make music from 2005 and release it now.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking. You know, you probably have tunes then put down and just a mature.
Yeah, man.
All right.
That's how you work, you know.
Yes, cool. Well, big up to all those touching down right now. Big up all those out on Facebook listening in. You're this in conversation with the great President Brown. Large up Pablo P. Big up Jacqueline, Sister Moon. Epiphany, big up yourself. I want everybody just listen keenly to the lyrics in this track. It's entitled Free the People.
Can you free the people with music? Yes, you can free them with music. With music, oh music. Hook, line and sinker. A musical fire. Supposed to inspire the people every time them sing along for them redemption. Oh music, eh. Hook, line and sinker. A musical fire, supposed to inspire the people every time them sing along for them redemption, liberation. Your contribution of the music to the people of the timeless. Can't static in a one place. Let the expression be artistic, poetic and boneless. I no stand up in a one place. Anything other than that, your contribution would be senseless. And a time you are waste from generation to generation, let it move along. Many, many years from now, let them sing your song. Hook, line and sinker. A musical fire, supposed to inspire the people every time them sing along for them redemption. Oh, music, you know the right and do it natural, dispunct, yo. So, minor, you make the people they must skunk. Them stimulated by the sound of what them hear, clear. Music influence people everywhere. So, go beyond to the ones who lead your children astray. Got to be true to what you sing and play. Hook, line and sinker. A musical fire. Supposed to inspire the people anytime they sing along for their redemption. On music.
Well, Prezi, I guess some people will kind of vex through this tune because some artists don't really take their job serious, you know, take it more like a joke thing, a hustle, turning a buck. How you check it?
Yeah, man, definitely, that is how it goes still, you know. You have all kind of people still. Some people deep, some people shallow. Some people lead, some people follow, you know.
Yeah.
Some people mind wide, some people mind narrow. I just life, you know. So I not knock no one with my things, you know. That is not what I'm about. I'm not about judgment. I'm not about competition. I'm about completion. You see, like I born competition. I'm a completer, not a competitor. You see?
Yes, yes.
So my music just come to educate, and I this is what I have to say, you know.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, you know, it's a powerful track for me. You know, the lyrics in there are something that touch a lot of people, certainly me, you know, the power of music. You know, as you say, Jack Ruby believes that most powerful people in the community are those who perform music and can speak to the people.
Speak to a crowd, you know.
That's right. And you know,
speak to a crowd. Imagine you can tell 10,000 people to put their hands in the air and do it, man.
That's right.
I mean, most people don't see it that way. They see it as just fun, but
yeah,
if you can tell 10,000 people, say hands in the air and they do it.
Yes, yes.
Power.
That's right. And the problem for me is that some people use that power and don't really, really conscious with it. You know,
and some people use the power to control people.
Okay.
And hustle people and just saying it's a career and yeah, what they do, but. And I do it to empower people, you see it?
Yes, yes, yes. Well,
I don't want no power over no one. I want power with.
Yes.
This is my philosophy about life. This is how I live. I don't need to be having no power over no one.
Well, I noticed, well, I'm just going to touch a bit more of the tune because we're getting some booms and bangs in the shoutbox. That means we pull it up.
A musical fire, supposed to inspire the people and they find them sing along for their redemption. Our music, eh? Hook, line and sinker.
Think of yourself, Jack Queen, Sister Moon.
Musical fire, supposed to inspire.
Large of yourself, Hilton.
The people every time them sing along for their redemption. Freedom.
Less of yourself, Epiphany.
Two things I and I man have to mention. One, music come from a divine origination. Two, sound is the beginning of creation. Three, word to come to itself, flesh and dwell amongst man. Still most of the times they take music.
You see, Prezi, when you mention that, you know, my mind goes on to a tune I hear, or a lyric I hear, Tony Rebel deliver in one tune. If you find yourself with the instrument of influence, make sure you use it in a positive sense.
Yeah, man.
All right, all right. The next thing I wanted to just touch on, and you use the words, you're not about judgment. I notice, you know, in all the tracks that I hear, there's no form of preaching. You know, you're not about saying that man is doing wrong because he do this. It seems to me that it's all about, you know, you're putting across your view and you're not saying anything about the next man's view.
Talking about that, since you're talking about judgment, I am going to request a track. Earlier you asked me if I want to request one, so now I can request one.
Okay.
There's a track called Some People.
Some People.
Yeah.
Find that.
That's a very interesting one to listen to when I am, and I say, I don't judge, you know, because I witness. I am not a judge, I am a witness. I witness what people do, I observe what people do and say. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I don't know judgment. What is, you see it?
Yes, yes. Well, I see that. I notice that, you know, a lot of artists, they feel that they're in a position that can preach and tell people how to live them life and eat them food and such. Yeah, and I don't find none of that in your music.
No, because that is what that I'm about. I don't come about that. You know, I come to edit and uplift one with the thoughts and the inspiration that I have. You see it?
Yes,
I don't
man.
Come to convert no one. I'm not running a church. Iman is Iman One Church. Iman yes. Structure is a church.
All right. Well, let's hear this track that you request. It's a track entitled Some People, straight from the same album, President Brown and Acts of the Apostle. I Sound is from Creation.
Why they acting so shameful? Some people want to draw me down to say me and them are same size. Rasta man, show them the love, help them up, help them to rise. Oh, them want pull me down just to say we are the same height. Tower man, show them your light, keep it bright with truth and right. Can't draw me down in a no mud. Oh, can't draw me down in a no slut. When them hungry, them hate and them a grudge. They still a show them the light. Love and go round them. Familiarity, free content.
Pull up this song now, eh?
Oh, I'm gonna pull it up. Big track. Large of yourself, Lioness of Judah. Pablo P, big of yourself. Yes, Fisherman Rhythm. Big of yourself, Cajun Man. Bless up Dag. Big up yourself, President Brown.
Some people want draw me down fi say me and them a same size. Rasta man, show them the love, help them up, help them fi rise. Oh, them want pull me down just to say we are the same height. Tower man, show them your light, keep it bright with truth and light. Can't draw me down in a no mud. Can't draw me down in a no slot. When them hungry, them hate and them a grudge. They still a show them the light. Love and go round them. Familiarity breed content. So me no mix up in a loose argument. Respect commanders, no cost, not a cent. Not one red cent. Oh. So tell me why them acting so shameful. Why them a behave so disgraceful.
Tell them get a hold of themselves or else go one side. Some people want draw me down for Sevilla and them a same size. Rasta man, show them the love, help them up, help them to rise. Oh, them a pull me down just to say we are the same height. Joa man, show them your light, keep it bright with truth and right. Them creepy and them crawly and them crawny. Them attack me but them can't harm me. But from the blessed day the mama born me, I am a soldier in Jah. Them greedy and them greasy and them sleazy. Me draw them up, me sight them up easy. Me got my finger on the trigger, me no squeezy. Cause me leave all judgment to the Almighty. Them want draw me down fi say me and them a same size.
Tracks entitled Some People.
Show them the love, help them up, help them.
Coming from the LP, I Sound is from Creation.
Them want pull me down just to say we are the same height. To a man, show them your light, keep it bright with truth and right.
Lioness of Judah, big up yourself, singing out the lyrics. Well, I see what you mean, Prezi, I know what you're saying. A lot of people see you rising and want to dry you down so they don't look so inadequate. Yeah.
Yeah, people will pull you down only to say you're the same kind, you know?
Yeah. They see you shining and they want, well, perhaps inadequate themselves and want to associate themselves with you and get some of your success as well.
So instead of coming up, they try to pull you down just to
say. Yeah. Well, you mentioned, say that you do your works in the country, St. Anne's. St. Anne's, you're making your tune them down.
St. Anne to Portland.
Right. But you don't come from St. Anne, though?
No, I come from Clarendon. I come from the Bullet Mountains, not Clarendon. But as a youth, I'm a mother migrate to St. Mary. And so at some point of my life, I migrated to St. Mary too. So I grew up between Clarendon and St. Mary. And then I started DJ sound system and thing, you know. St. Mary's close to St. Anne, so that's how I end up in St. Anne.
Okay.
At times, you know, from the 80s.
And would you say, I mean, a lot of artists, you know, they're looking to Kingston to go and make their music and make big thing.
That for me, I did go to Kingston once and it just wasn't working out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But as me say, me's an introvert, so the city kind of take a certain kind of place. And I'm a more humble and more withdrawn and things. So the city wasn't in my favor at the time, you know.
Okay.
So since I'm on get the break from the countryside, I just reside and stay in the countryside. When I'm ready to work in the city, I go in the city. And I know I'm not wrong with the city still. I'm not against the city, you know. As we don't know, so the city is the mecca still, you know.
Yes.
But I choose to just like Cocotty. Cocotty is a man who's come from Clarendon and Cocotty is still living in Clarendon.
Right.
You know what I mean? So a lot of artists may see even leave the city and come live a country. I see Michael Rose leave and come live a Wachirios.
Okay.
So I realize I know wrong.
No, that's true. But
whatever I want to be.
It seems like it's a different vibe in the city and maybe that's reflected in the music that come out the city as well.
Yeah, because it's more competitive, you know, it's a rat race.
Right.
Yeah.
And you get more a nature surrounding and I'm sure that come out in the music.
Yeah, man, when you're in the city, you have to go for the money, you know.
Right.
You have to go for the money. And so, you know, I don't have nothing against money either and who want to be hungry for money. I just don't go about it a certain kind of way, you know.
Yes.
I preserve myself a certain way and preserve my mind.
Well, it look like the country suits your personality. And
yeah, man, it suits my personality, man. That's why I mean I say it appropriate, you know. Man, I have to just do the appropriate thing.
Yes.
Not follow, you know.
All right. Yes. Now follow. This next track I'm going to play is a title track. It bears the title of the LP. I Sound is from Creation. Now, would you be able to explain to people what you're getting at with that title? I Sound is from Creation.
Yeah, if I want to check the sentence, it means exactly what I say. You know, if you check creation and if you check sound, I'm on come with a sound.
Yeah.
All right. If we go into English language, person, the word person is a how them coined that word, it means sounding true. See? So okay. A person really is what sound come through. So yes. The Almighty sound through everyone.
I see.
Everyone has a sound, you know?
Yes, yes.
I man's sound is from creation. When I sound it, it's not just me. It's coming through me.
Right. Like you're part of the bigger thing. You're an instrument and
yeah. I is just a vessel that yes. sound come through.
And
my
your
persona.
And you as an individual and everybody as an individual is part of creation.
Yes.
And each individual have a sound.
Yeah, man. So that's where I come from, see, with my sound. So I am not the prettiest singer or the toughest DJ or nothing like that. Like I said, I don't claim to be none of that. I man is just a man who carry a sound.
Yes.
And, you know, some people recognize the sound, some don't recognize it yet. All kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. I read somewhere... Tad Dawkins described you as a silent but deadly gem of reggae music.
Yeah, man, because he's one of the person who hear the sound, you know?
Right.
Yeah, and a lot of people hear the sound too. Like even on the West Coast, you know, I'm a big following on the West Coast. People drive hours just to come see I chant, because when I chant, it's not no joke, you know? I chant, whether it's 10 people in front of me or 5 or 10,000, the same chant you get. I never ever hold back my chant.
And your aim is more than to make people jump up, but to educate and edutain, is that it?
Yeah, man, edutain, to give people a good vibe, a conscious vibe. They can dance and feel airy, but they can hear something that will inspire them, you see it?
Yeah.
And get the chance to it's a vibration, it's an energetic thing, you see it? In the presence of people, when people come, that's what human beings do, they come together, so... We come together in our hall or whatever place we gather to sing and chant and dance, man. That is like almost like church.
Right.
See, people come to feel inspired to get away from the world and the bustle.
Yes, yes.
And all of that. You know, that is what I man offer, you know.
Because you mentioned church, and I believe that many of your tunes them can be received as a prayer, but you're not the person that goes to church on a regular basis, is it?
Yeah, man. Gospel. Because as a youth, so I man grew up still. My mother was a Seventh-day Adventist, and she's a woman who pray a lot. You see, so the prayer thing, you know, I learned that from my mother.
Right.
You know, my mother prayer. I have a famous song back in the years called Rough Road, which was one of my mother's favorite songs, because she understand the prayer, you know? Right. So a lot of my songs, you're right, it's just chanting, it's prayer, you know, is giving thanks and asking for strength and guidance and direction.
All right. Well, let's hear this track. It's a title track. I don't know if it's the number one track on the album, because you release a different single, don't you?
Yeah. The single that was out is called Be Careful. But that is how we do it, though. We don't necessarily have to release the title track.
Right.
The title track is just the title track. It doesn't have to be a single.
That's right.
It's an album, you know?
Indeed. And do you have, do you take time and choose the order? I mean, in the old days when people buy LPs, you know, you put it on at the beginning and you could be sure that people, if they listen to the whole thing, they will get it in a certain order. Nowadays, as you know, people can download just one track and you know.
Yeah, that thing's random now. People can just, people have different kind of access, but.
Yeah.
So question, I can answer that question. Yes, I usually do that with my works, but this time, Tad Dawkins is the man who did that, the running order. He asked for that position. He said, well, I want to set up a running order for this album. And I said, yeah, well, you got it. Because Tad is an original producer too, you know, over the years.
Yeah.
Big song the man to produce. So I know that he have the experience. And since he's checking into Iman music so deep, I don't want to do everything myself, you know. I want to allow other people to contribute.
Yes.
I mean, so that was his contribution in a way where we're putting the music together as concerned, you know. I'm gonna make the music, but the running order was put together by him.
All right then. All right. Well, let's see the track. Title track bears the title of the LP. I Sound is from Creation.
Na 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 sister and my brothers, them a rock the rubber dub them when we introduce. We no stutter, no stammer, so no try fi edit me grammar. But wagon, you cannot duplicate I sound. Mama, papa, my brother and my sister, them a rock the rubber dub them when we introduce. We no stutter, no stammer, so no try fi edit me grammar. But wagon, you cannot duplicate I sound.
I sound
rock the nation.
I sound
is from creation.
I sound
makes the world go round.
I sound
chanting the frequency of the Most High. Ask your question, I tell you no lie. Check out the track record of all the songs that let me play. Pull up my catalog and put it out on display. Big sound make you feel when you hear me name a call. Build fit and well on it like a jumbo jet. Just a ringing on them, yes, like a big thunder ball. I'll be carried the sound of big Babylon fret. Call the universe by me blood cell phone. I pull us on a verse and send the message home. One ball of fire where we put pan room. Rastafari alone, sit up on the lion throne.
I don't really have any choice. You see the shout box there? Boom, bang, kaboom.
Nah.
You can be self Lioness of Judah.
Nah.
Pablo P, big respect goes out to you.
Nah. My mother, my father, my sister and my brothers, them a rock the rubber dub them when we introduce. We no stutter, no stammer, so no try fi edit me grammar. But wagon, you cannot duplicate I sound. Mama, papa, my brother and my sister, them a rock the rubber dub them when we introduce. We no stutter, no stammer, so no try fi edit me grammar. But wagon, you cannot duplicate I sound.
I sound
rock the nation.
I sound
is from creation.
I sound
makes the world go round.
I sound chanting the frequency of the Most High. Answer your question, I tell you no lie. Check out the track record of all the songs that let me play. Pull up my catalog and put it out on display. Big sound make you feel when you hear me name a call. Build fit and well on it like a jumbo jet. Just a ringing on them, yes, like a big thunder ball. I'll be carried the sound of big Babylon fret. Call the universe by me blood cell phone. I pull us on a verse and send the message home. One ball of fire where we put pan room. Rastafari alone, sit up on the lion throne. Mama, papa, my brother and my sister, they a rock the rubber dub them when we introduce. We no stutter, no stammer, so no try fi edit the grammar. But wagon, you cannot duplicate.
Yes, pick up yourself, Lioness of Judah.
Papa,
quoting from the lyrics.
Pick
up yourself, Queen Easy, Sister Gadi.
No stammer, so no try fi edit the grammar. But wagon, you cannot duplicate. I sound,
I sound
rock the nation.
I sound
is from creation.
I sound
make the world go round.
I sound.
Yes, big respect to everyone tuned in right now. Everyone on the base that I can see, all those out in cyberspace somewhere, maybe on Facebook, maybe on your handheld device. Big respects to you. It's Yendis in conversation with President Brown. And Prezi, you mentioned Tad Dawkins being the producer for this latest one and him having enough experience at them thing there. But I do also know that you had some dealings with a major recording label. How would you make a comparison between the two in terms of their focus and their concern for the artist, you?
Yeah, man, it is always better when it is simple. Because life is simple, you know?
Right.
And sometimes the big record company does complicate things. You see it?
Yeah.
Because there's too much red tapes and too much offices to go through and too much people to make decisions. So I might have some early experience with record companies that wasn't so favorable for me. It only just gave me experience. The only favor I got was just experience.
Okay.
I was signed to Island Records for a 5-album deal, which Island never put out an album with me ever.
Wow.
You know? So I have to wonder why I was signed, you know?
Yeah.
If you sign an artist and you don't put out not even a single.
Well,
I
mean, that sounds...
Island doesn't own a song with me right now. I put out an album called Generation Next. I used to go to a company in Germany called Chet Records, and they they went through Sony with an album called Generation Next, and it was only released in Germany.
Okay.
That wasn't so good for me. You see it?
Yeah.
Generation Next is also a very good album that a lot of people don't know.
Right. And
very, very good album, I must say. Even though it's my works, even I listen to it and get re-inspired. So I know
right.
that. You see it? So, you know, the big record company thing is, and for fans out there and people who wonder about President Brown, sometimes that is the thing that is going on why you don't hear much.
Right.
Because in the early 90s when I was rising up, Island came along and signed me, and then it was just all politics. You know right. what I mean? Instead of works, it was just politics. That took some years before it kind of ironed out to nothing, and I'm on continuous. So I just kind of run underground. You know?
Okay.
Get a following on the West Coast and keep my vibes and simplify myself, you know?
Yes.
As I said, I'm an introvert, I'm not really around the world, so I just simplify my thing and just go and chant.
It certainly sounds strange to me how they sign you up a 5-album deal and then nothing come out of it. It sounds kind of strange, and I wonder what kind of politics is behind that. And a next artist will get their lawyer and say, right, you're supposed to do this and you never do it. I'll go and sue and thing. But you as a man, you know...
I don't really need all of that. You know, when I spoke with my lawyer, his advice was, you know, just continue to work and do your thing. If they come at you, then we go to court. If they don't come at you, when, you know, just it's because it's within the music business and the music arena, it is not even good to be in the court all the time with these people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That was the advice. I kind of really think it was a good advice, the lawyer, because the lawyer really, really was on my side.
Yes. Because it seems to me that the big companies, they're really focused and really concerned about the individual artists. They might have them schedule, like in February, we have an arrangement to release this LP from this artist. So me negotiating now with this new artist, he might want his material released same time, but we can't do that, so we're going to have to stall him or give him some, you know... They're not really concerned with you.
They also can have interest or have other artists out there, and if you seem to be like a threat, sign it to stop you. You know, there's all kind of different devil things that I'm going to do. I don't know.
And after the experience, which is an experience that you learn from and make you grow from, it wasn't necessarily positive in terms of its outcome, but you still learn from it.
Yeah, it wasn't positive as a younger youth at that time. You know, man dealing with man career and man see that as going forward. You know, see it. Jack Ruby was a man who was affiliated with Island Records, and before Jack Ruby passed away, one of his things that he said he was going to do. He signed me to Island. He said he was gonna sign the first DJ.
Because
remember, Jack Ruby signed a lot of people with Island Records. Remember, Burning Spear used to have music to Island, which was Jack Ruby production. Foundation, that group, you have a bridge named Donovan. So he's an experienced producer and his idea was that I am the first DJ he's going to sign to Island. And Island approached me just after Jack Ruby passed away. It just took a long time for me to sign a deal because I had to make sure I had a good lawyer.
Okay.
And it took 2 years for me to sign, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So as a youth, it at that time it seemed like something was being blighted, but then, you know, as a man now we look and see, say, oh, it's just preservation because we're strong and well, we're healthy. I am stronger than ever, performing better than ever, so. You know, I don't lose none.
Right.
That's just the past.
And would you say that you would not look at one of the majors now, because you're happy with the, you know, people who are concerned about you and people that you know prefer you work with them than the majors?
Yeah, man, because me, that's simple, Bridget. You know what I mean? Like the whole part of fussiness and the whole part of red tape and too much people to deal with. You see it?
Yeah.
Too much decision makers and things. You see it? So we love anything. It's very simple and sincere.
Yes.
So a part of my thing is not just business. I'm honest and sensible businessman, but according to all the laws of business or it work, you know, business can also, on the other side, is also cold. And people make cold decisions when it comes to business. But
right.
I love to do business with a balance.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right now I'm doing business with Tads and it is balanced. You know, it's favorable for the record company and for me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, the next thing I want to look at is how the music stay nowadays. Like, you know, you've been through the apprenticeship and you play on sound system in Jamaica and you rise up out of Jamaica and become an internationally known artist. How you feel that the music is at the moment? Some people would argue that for roots reggae, you want to look at the center, it's in Europe rather than in Jamaica.
Yeah, it is most definitely. If you remember a song with Bob Marley, you know, Feel It in the One Drop.
Yes.
He said this generation gap won't feel that drum beat.
Ah.
That's what Bob Marley said, and Bob Marley is a man who's prophetic.
Right.
I listen when Bob Marley talk and when him sing, because it's not no joke. And that is what I see happening right now. Jamaica now feel the one drop, really. It's just a set of people there who knows the old school and all that, who is even connected to any roots music. Not roots music, not that Jamaica. Every time I make certain kind of music in Jamaica and certain people hear it, the only comment you can get, yeah, man, that's good for Europe.
Ah.
You don't hear nothing else.
Why?
Tell you that straight, as a Jamaican, I live a Jamaica same way. But I don't even do music business in Jamaica no more. I have to take my things overseas, that like they say. You know, it's good for Europe, or it's, they don't even know about North America. It's good for North America too.
So it looked like the whole of Jamaica, well, we can't say the whole of Jamaica, but you know, Jamaica seems to be focused on the dancehall island pop thing.
Yeah, man, and the hype, the pop music, you know, the bubblegum music, you know.
Yeah.
It's not no real music, it's the youth, them and them craft with them things still, and them lyrics and things, and them, how them put them together, but it doesn't have no depth.
Yeah, and the people who are...
You can't really carry it nowhere and then expect that 10 more years from now people will be following that. People won't be following that, even after 1 week.
That's true.
So these youths have to be able to come up with thousands of songs in weeks.
Yes.
Make an impression. And that I hear that thing that is like fast food.
That's right.
Like how them do agriculture now. Everything just fast and just... So I guess it's just the world and the times, you know?
Yes,
so the instant years go together until the day of harvest. See?
And if you're anything like you and you're looking for the roots and the reggae, you know, you're facing a fight if you're based in Jamaica.
Yeah, man. Big fight, too. You won't earn a cent.
You know, from the outside, you know, it seems sad, you know, the birthplace of reggae music, roots music, you know, the militant, the critical of the state and the system, you know, when you hear that none of that kind of music is really carrying the swing and the sway in Jamaica, it's kind of sad, you know.
Yeah, it's sad, but it is, you know. And I mean, for me, I have toyed with that reality so long that right now it is not even sad to me.
Okay.
I am not even sad about that no more, you see it? Because I just have faced the reality and I say, as me say, no judgment.
No,
it's
true.
Not bad. It just is what is happening, you know?
Yes, yes.
I just accept it, because if I get sad, then that's going to kill my vibe.
Right,
I love
the
country, I'm going to love my people, you see it?
Yes, 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 yes.
You must be a great country, I mean, you must be a great nation.
That's so true.
You know what I mean? If me start get sad now, then that's kind of too much, and I'm not into that. So me just put the judgment one side and just observe.
Yes, but I do notice enough artists making tunes are talking about bringing back the reggae vibe and about real reggae music, and you hear enough artists now, you know, spending time and effort making tunes, you know, lamenting the demise of real reggae music.
Yeah, that is good. That is good for hear the youth, them. I mean, you're busy. He's a man who, as a young artist, to busy seat, say, you have to play reggae music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I give thanks to all of that. But the thing is that I think a part of the demise is from education. The youth them in Jamaica don't get no education about the music.
Oh.
You know what I mean? So producers and radio presenters and these people are a lot of the ones who cause this.
Ah, because they don't have the knowledge.
No, they don't even have the skill or the sense to know that we have to preserve.
Right.
They don't have preservation skill.
I see.
Everywhere I go, rap music, because I can make comparisons. Rock music is rock music, no matter what time,
yeah.
When, where, rock is rock.
Yeah.
It's only reggae, me see them go around and some of wonder if it's a plot, you know, if something bigger is happening behind it, because it's such a great music.
Yes, yes.
Why it has to be struggling so much?
Yeah,
after that music that came on top already and showed the world, say, one love. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a good comparison because rock music, as you say, it go back many, many decades, and they're still making rock music. You know,
and rock music, all rock music make is just a man with a bass, drum, and guitars, Bridget.
Yes.
Every time is that is rock music. So now me I say, me is a man who tour with a 4-piece band, drum, bass, piano, and guitar.
Yeah.
That can play reggae music.
That's right.
And if you want to add percussion and horns and all of these fancy things to it, yes, but a simplified way of playing reggae music is just 4 people on stage plus I.
Yes, yes, yes.
And you can put on a big show.
That's right, that's right. But what...
Organ, piano, clav, and these are the sounds of reggae.
Yes, and see when you mention rock music, you know, you know, it have a long history and it's still being made in a similar... if not more today than it was 3-4 decades ago. But reggae music, it seems like, yes, it was, it had its day, and it's like the day done.
Yeah, like it done.
Oh, boy.
And that is just an illusion still, because it's not done, because I man is living witness to see what it do to people still.
Yes, yes.
When I stand up and watch people like, all right, a man like Don Carlos.
Yes.
But hear about Don Carlos of Jamaica. When I was a youth, at the man, the music me hear all from Sturgey Avenue, when I listen to some big tune, is Don Carlos. I see all of them players here. As a matter of fact, me and Don Carlos go through the same booking agent.
Right.
So there's a lot of shows I see with Don Carlos. And to me, the following of them bridging they have, I'm going to have to just lift my hat.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because someone knows that the thing is just an illusion. It's not reality. Because you can come and see the reality, the real time.
Yes, yes.
And Carlos is still a big artist who draw a whole heap of crowd and perform same way.
That's right, that's right.
In Spear, you see it?
And
all of these people.
And now summer come, festival time in Europe. It's all them foundation artists who are on the bill.
Still. I remember the first time I had something in France and I went to a place named La Rochelle and see Albert Griffiths. And the Gladiators, Virgin. I mean, I said, ah, yeah.
Yes.
And see the crowd and the response and these things, you know, my head swell big.
Yeah.
And some you really start learning, say, Virgin, you have to just do what you're doing. Don't get downhearted.
Yes, yes, yes. Even if Jamaica don't own you like Europe do, you keep treading on and keep...
Because I'm still a represent Jamaica, no matter what Jamaica say.
Yes.
I'm still a reggae ambassador for Jamaica, same way.
Yes,
I am a Jamaican.
All right. More music. You make a tune on the album, Ceasefire, and again, you know, a lot of people address the issue of gunplay and violence in the community, you ask the question, where you get your gun from, enough artists ask the same question. You have a view on that, you know? Is it really?
I have a view on that. I remember this song. One of my brethren was saying to me in Jamaica. I said, "Well, you know, see this song, tough tune. This is a tough tune, but it's a Jamaica. Jamaica still not going to accept it the way they're supposed to accept it because it's too mild. It is too intelligent.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Them rather here say, yeah, bust it up.
Yes,
it's the aggression them like, and rather here say, yeah." Bust up the gun.
Yeah.
But this song is called Ceasefire. It's the M16 reloaded. That's how we call the rhythm.
Yes,
it's like
yes.
M16. But what I was, my intention on this transmission was to bring forward the original sound system vibes.
Okay.
So the song is done. This, when I listen to the song, it sound like it. I feel like I depend on a big sound system like Jack Ruby, a chant. Right. So I feel. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes.
So that is what I try to transmit. Is just to ask a question, because you know, yeah, you have guns and you have guns and guns, but really and truly, where the gun come from?
Is it?
Who give you them gun?
So what you think is the answer to that?
It's the politicians, them and all these people who fight for power.
Ah.
You know what I mean? And the damn them who have them bag of money and can buy a lot of guns.
Because it's true.
It's all about power bridging, that's all.
Because it's true, say none of them make in Jamaica. There ain't no gun factory in Jamaica.
And you never have, you know, it's not like America where you have a pawn shop where you can go, or a gun shop, you know, in Jamaica. So it's necessary. So where do them come from? They come by sea and air. And out of the airport, and only have to tell me how it's clear, because they're supposed to be authorities there.
Yes.
So how them come in? How so much gun come in? They must be coming from somewhere, some people. You know what I mean?
Yes, and they can't walk and come. There must be somebody allowing them in.
Yeah, must.
All right, well, let's hear the tune. Track entitled Ceasefire from the latest album from President Brown. Our sound is from Creation.
Great sounds called the 16 Reloaded. Long with Diamond President Brown, the tower man of the microphone stand chanting to gunman ceasefire. Gun in a hand, Maro in a barrow, gunman, where you get the gun from? One of it and one of victim who no live visit tomorrow, gunman, where you get the gun from? Candlelight in a the ghetto, people living in a sorrow, gunman, where you get the gun from? Gunman, tell me where you get the gun from? We never have a gun shop as it in Kingston. St. Catherine Center to St. Master Portland. St. Besson over with St. James North Center. St. Mary Natchill and it is Tana Clarendon. Aye. Many, many years history can record. Henry Morgan and them gun them sink a port royal. Some homemade one pop, we see me crown here. The rest of them a come here by sea and air. Down a half an out of here, but tell me how them clear. Shot a ring out from far, shot a lick from near. When I weeping and wailing when flesh start tear. Gunman, where you get the gun from? Hey. Gun in a hand, marrow in a barrow. Gunman, where you get the gun from? One of him and one of victim who no live is in tomorrow. Gunman, where you get the gun from? Candlelight in a the ghetto, people living in a sorrow. Gunman, where you get the gun from? Police and soldier carry the Queen's fire on. It's that business man carry a license on fire on. Rude boy, you bust up the illegal from the
have to pull that one up. M16 Reloaded, ceasefire.
Great sounds called the 16 Reloaded.
Manus of Judah, big up.
Down with Diamond President, down the tower man of the microphone stand chanting to gunman ceasefire. Gun in a hand, marrow in a barrow, gunman, where you get the gun from? One of it and one of victim who no live visit tomorrow, gunman, where you get the gun from? Candlelight in a the ghetto, people living in a sorrow, gunman, where you get the gun from? Gunman, tell me where you get the gun from? We never have a gun shop as it in Kingston. St. Catherine Center to St. Thomas North Portland. St. Besson over with St. James North Center. St. Mary Natchill and it is Tana Clarendon. Aye. Many, many years history can record. Henry Morgan and them gun them sink a port royal. Some homemade one pop, we see me crown here. The rest of them a come here by sea and air. Down a half an out of here, but tell me how them clear. Shot a ring out from far, shot a lick from near. When I weeping and a wailing, when flesh start tear. Gunman, where you get the gun from? Hey. Gun in a hand, marrow in a barrow. Gunman, where you get the gun from? One of him and one of victim who no live visit tomorrow. Gunman, where you get the gun from? Candlelight in a the ghetto, people living in a sorrow. Gunman, where you get the gun from? Police and soldier carry the Queen's fire on. Mr. Businessman carry a license fire on. Rude boy, you bust up the illegal.
firearm. It's still a firearm. It's a gun of sex. And the man with the bear in it.
Yes, pick up yourself, Lioness of Judah. You said it tune after tune on this LP. Why, Prezi, I want everybody to make sure them know how to obtain their copy. I guess yeah, you can go through iTunes and them thing there, aren't you?
Yeah, man, iTunes.
All right.
iTunes.
Right, so just check iTunes if you have an account there. I'm sure you'll be able to get it from other places as well. You're searching for iSound is from Creation. And I'm sure that will come up in whatever search engine you use. It is indeed tune after tune. We just touched a few here tonight to give you a little flavor. Run, go out and get your copy. Support the positive music coming from President Brown. I want to thank you for being with us here, Prezi. But before you go, I want you to big up who and who you want big up. But me personally, thank you for being here. And on behalf of everyone here at Reggae Space, I'm very glad that you find time in your schedule to be with us here today.
Yeah, man, it's a pleasure, man. It's a part of the work, you know.
Yes,
so we give thanks to the eye and Reggae Space to even accommodate the platform so I can talk about my thing too, you know.
Yes, sir.
Give thanks to that opportunity. Yeah, well, I'm big up all of my friends in England, in London, still. Bridging Governor Shine. Big up, you know. Big up. My brethren name, Smiley. You see? All of my brethren name, I have a whole lot of brethren in London. Okay. My people. Big up River Jordan, I make a charge in London. You see? Yeah. You know, you don't know, I just whole lot of people and whole lot of friends and family, and you can't call every name, you know?
Yes, I know. Yeah, I know where it goes.
Big up to all of my friends, man. And big up to all of the people who support the artists. You see? Yeah. Because it's an artist thing. Artists need support.
That's right. And people can hit you up, you know, link you up on Facebook. Yeah. Or you on them thing there, innit?
Facebook, yeah, man. Yeah, man. We're on Facebook and we have a website, www.presidentbrownmusic.com. We're on Reverb Nation. So internet-wise, we're in a cyberspace, you know, fully charged.
Right, right. We have your links them in the show. We have your links them in the show box so people can just hit them right now and link you. And is you there making the response or you have people to do that?
Yeah, man. Well, most of the times if there's a message, I'm going to make the response, you know?
Right.
Well, I have admins who help, but your messages are concerned. Messages are mine.
Right, right, right. Well, anywhere in the world, people can link you up. I just let you know, say we have listeners right now in France, United Kingdom, in Jamaica, Virgin Islands, Netherlands, Germany, Kenya. I wonder if I mentioned them all. Well, the whole world is listening right now.
The world is listening, man. Yeah, man, because that's the internet thing, but the world is at our fingertip right now. So, is that me? I say that's the world is at stage right now, and I'm going to use it in a positive sense. I feel good.
yes man, that's before we even mention United States. So on behalf of everybody listening, I'm sure they've been entertained in the last hour or so, and I'm encouraging them to go out and get your LP.
Yeah, man, and look out Europe, because we're coming through, you know, sometime in October we're setting up a tour to come through, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
October time we can look for you in Europe.
Yeah.
You have any particular country in mind or what?
Well, France is always good to me, and Germany. I don't know about the Netherlands yet and other places, but I'm sure about France and Germany still.
All right.
And when we come to it, it's always, even if it's one country, it's either France or Germany. So, you know, we're setting up a network to see if we can go as far as possible.
Yes. Well. And you're not doing the festivals them this year?
No. It, according to all the setup going on, I was kind of late booking-wise for festivals.
Okay.
So the festival scene, I will just be doing the West Coast festivals this year, you know?
Okay.
Reggae and River and Northwest Reggae Fest and all these things. California, Oregon.
So people just have to watch your page on Facebook and Reverb Nation, and they will get news of the tour.
And my dates are always advertised, you know, always online, you know. So.
And of course your website, yes.
Yeah.
All right. Well, big up yourself, President. I'm very glad you spent time with us here. It's been great listening to you and hearing your point of view on this thing and that, and very good to hear your music. I'm gonna run this one more tune. Run the same tune one more time, Ceasefire. I seem to get a good response here, and say good night to you. Hope you have a good day.
Yes, sir. You too, brother. One love.
Respect.
Great sounds called the 16 Reloaded. Down with Diamond President, down the tower man on the microphone stand chanting to gunman. Ceasefire. Gun in a hand, marrow in a barrow gun. Where you get the gun from? One of villain, one of victim. Who don't live visit tomorrow? Gun man, where you get the gun from? Candle lighting and the ghetto people living in a sorrow. Gun man, where you get the gun from? Gun man, tell me where you get the gun from? We never have a gun shop as it is Kingston. Saint Catherine, Saint Andrew, Saint Thomas, North Portland. Saint Besson over West, Saint James, North Central. Saint Mary, North Trelawney, Chester, North Clarendon. Aye, many, many years history can record. Henry Morgan and them gun, them sink a Port Royal. And some homemade one pop, we see me crown here. The rest of them a come here by sea and air. Now now half an out of here, but tell me how them clear. Shot a ring out from far, shot a lick from near. When I weeping and a wailing when flesh start tear. Gun man, where you get the gun from? Hey, gun in a hand, marrow in a barrow. Gun man, where you get the gun from? One a villain, one a victim. Who don't live visit tomorrow? Gun man, where you get the gun from? Candle lighting and the ghetto people living in a sorrow. Gun man, where you get the gun from? Police and soldier carry the Queen's fire on. That businessman carry a license firearm. Rude boy, you bust up the illegal firearm. But any firearm is still a firearm. It's a gun of sex. And the man with the behind it. Aye. Gun is a gun, no matter where it come from. The issue is the man we got the gun in him hand. Whether defensive or offensive intention. Only when him bust it up, you know him position and plan. Tell the whole of them, disarm the weapon. For your promote, you know the power them defend. Time for ceasefire, that you for reckon. Gunman, where you get the gun from?
So people, if you can manage it, make sure you find yourself at iTunes and purchasing the President Brown LP. iSound is from Creation, and support the positive music coming from President Brown.